Chazal tell us that for a Gentile to become a Jew, he has to go through a conversion process. And the Gemara increases, discusses it in detail, but bottom line is, for a male you need Mila, circumcision, Tvila, immersion in the mikvah, Kabbalah samitzvahs, Karbanos, and that doesn't apply today, we don't have Karbanos. And let's assume Kabbalah mitzvah. So we need all those things to become a Jew, and a woman only needs the same except no mila. So it's understood that you need mila and tvila for conversion. That's a discussion in the Gemara, which one is the Iker? The bottom line is all agree at the end of the Gemara that Mila and Tefila are required. And if it's Mo, below Tavo, and if you only did Mila, you're still not a Jew yet. So that's understood, you need both Mila and Tefila, both are Ma'akev. And as well, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Nun Ches Amud Beis, that a Gentile is forbidden to keep Shabbos. We have a Gemara telling us explicitly that a non-Jew can't keep Shabbos. The non-Jew can't keep Shabbos on 58b. And we have the Gemara in Yevamos, Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and Avodah Zarah as well, Nun Tes Amud Aleph. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin, as we said, Nun Ches Amud Beis says a Jew can't observe Shabbos. And the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that a candidate conversion must do circumcision and Mila. So if you put the two Gemaras together, it would come out that a Ger Shamol below Tavo is not permitted to keep Shabbos. As we see also, the Gemara in Yevamos, Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Nun Tes Amud Aleph, the Rav Chiya bar Ava, he visited a certain city, and there are a number of cases where a Jewish woman became pregnant by quasi-converts who were circumcised, they were gemalt, but they didn't go to the mikvah. So he reported it to Rav Yochanan, and to make a public announcement that they were not of legitimate, the issue of a Gentile father, Jewish mother, they made the announcement that really that their fathers weren't Jewish. So we see clearly that even though they got Mila, but they didn't convert, they still didn't have a din of a Jew yet in terms of the Yichas. In fact, however, there is a Machlokas Rishonim between Tosis and the Russian Avodah Zarah on Zamek Zayin Amud Beis and the Ran about the following. What about the Luck in terms of the Ger Shamol V'lo Tavo? Generally speaking, wine touched by a Gentile is Yayin Nesach, Stamina, maybe it becomes Usser if a non-Jew touches the wine. Why? The concern is because maybe it was used for Avodah Zarah. So that's the general fear. So it comes along Tosis, the Russian says, since he already had Kabbalah Samitzvahs, there's no need to think that he's going to do Avodah Zarah, wine libations for Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the Chacham never included, it's only a din d'rabbanan, that wine touched by this Jew, and therefore, they never made the gzera. And therefore, maybe for that purpose, there's a Ger Shamol V'lo Tavo, he's considered the Duran disagrees. And this seems to be a machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch goes with the Ran, And the Rama goes with the Shach's understanding with Tosis and the Rush. Either way, it's clear that, generally speaking, Mo'avalo Tavo, you're a guy, and a guy is asked to keep Shabbos. Which leads us to the famous case they had in Jerusalem, in Yerushalayim, in the year 5608, or as well known as 1848. In the secular years. It happened on a Tuesday, Chaf Gimel Adar Beis. It was a leap year. So Chaf Gimel Adar Beis 5608. So what happened was, there was a guy, a would-be convert from Morocco, and he did have a circumcision in order to, for the purposes to convert to Judaism, in the presence of an Ashkenazic based in of Jerusalem. And what happened, whoever, who knows exactly what happened, but it didn't heal as quickly, and therefore he was unable to go to the mikveh before the coming Shabbos. So this person, this Moroccan, this would-be convert, he kept all the mitzvahs. So it was reported that even though a non-Jew, even though it would be a mitzvah for him to get a non-Jew to do it, because he was sick. But the question is, does he keep Shabbos? Because Pashtus, he's a guy, and therefore it's usher him to keep Shabbos. So the chief rabbi for Ashkenazic Jewry at the time was Rav Shmuel Salant. However, he was in Europe fundraising. So the next person around who was filling in from him, one of the members of the Beis Din, his name was Rav Usher Lemel. So Rav Usher Lemel found out late Shabbos afternoon that this convert was sick. He was in a cold and damp quarter, but he didn't want a guy to make a fight, even though he'd be mutter anyway. Rav Usher Lemel responded, in his opinion, not only was he permitted to engage in this malacha on Shabbos, but Rav Usher Lemel felt he was obligated to, since he had not yet completed the conversion process by immersing himself in the mitzvah. So, Rav Usher Lemel felt that since it was Ger Shamov Velo Tavo, he was obligated to keep the Shabbos. So that's what his psak was. So therefore, even though the would-be Ger did not want to violate Shabbos, but nevertheless, in complying with what Rav Usher Lemel told them, they maybe wrote different letters on a piece of paper, or he signed his name. In fact, it's a famous, so basically told to Machal Shabbos. There was a mice with someone, I guess a would-be convert, or was coming to a shiur in Brooklyn, and he been shtickle Yodei Sefer, he knew, so he came over to a rav and said, I don't get it. People tell me what I should do is, I should this light a flame. And therefore, I have to be Machal Shabbos. But I learned in the Mishnah Berurah yesterday that it's a malacha shenitzricha l'gufa. It's only an issur d'rabbanan to light a flame. I wouldn't be labeled a Machal Shabbos. So, it was well known, that's what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to tell people. So, what happened? The guy shrugged up Rav Yaakov? No, so they asked Rav Pam, and Rav Pam said no. He already heard the shaila. He says, well, the Rambam shita is a malacha shein yisuka guf is chayev, so a guy could rely on the shita of Rambam. But either way, here, when he'd make a fire, he'd wrote a letter. So that's what happened. He told them to machal Shabbos. The next day, when everyone found out, the Sephardi, as well as Ashkenazic Talmidei Chachamim, they felt that he shouldn't have machal Shabbos, since he already did the Mila with Shame Geirus. And when Rav Shmuel Salanter came back, he also thought that way. So they sent a letter to the Kshodis, the godless of the Binyan Tzion, Rav Itlinger, the Binyan Tzion, Rav Yaakov Itlinger, and he said, what's the reason for the minig? The minig for people to go ahead, if a ger, even though a ger shomo velotavo really is a guy, why is Shabbos different? So it could be, he says, because if you go back to the original time, go back to Yetzias Mitzrayim and Mara and Sinai, because we know they had the Miwa by the Korban Pesach, and they didn't do the Tzvila until Har Sinai. And they went to Mara, where Chazal tell us they kept Shabbos in Mara. So we see, even the Jewish people had a status. There was a Ger Shomo Velo Tovo, so it could be that's where the Minig developed, that even someone who just did the Miwa, not the Tzvila, even though he's not a Jew, but at least he's no longer a guy. Because only a guy is usher to keep Shabbos, but a quasi-Jew is not, so at least he's mufka from the shame guy. So that's how the Binyan Tzion explains the minhag of people keeping Shabbos, but that was the whole to do in Rav Asher Lemo. He wrote his own tshuva explaining why he said, explaining his shita, which you think, would have been the pashtis, that he's not Jewish. Nevertheless, the minig is not that way, and a ger shomo velo tavo can observe the Shabbos.